Tell us about this sunscreen question, because we had this asked by two people. Alan is in Sydney, and Sean Moore is in Canada, and they both have the sort of same question. Alan says, I read that you need to spend about 10 to 20 minutes each day in the sun to allow vitamin D to form in the body. But since I moved to Australia, I've also been told how important it is to wear sunblock. So my question is, does wearing sunblock affect the rate that vitamin D gets formed at, or is there no difference?
The answer is yes, it does. But in fact, for most healthy people, you should be thinking about wearing the sun cream rather than worrying about your vitamin D. The simple reason is this, is that sunblock does block ultraviolet radiation, which is the stuff that helps you make vitamin D. It's also the stuff that damages your skin and gives you skin cancer, which is why, particularly in somewhere hot and sunny like Australia, it's very highly recommended you protect yourself in that way. But you do only need a few minutes of sun exposure to make more than enough vitamin D, and it's certainly less than the time it takes for your skin to go red or to burn. It's really hard to be prescriptive about how long do you need, because it's different for every person. I mean, someone who's very fair, like me, I burn really, really easily. I'll probably need much less time in the sun than someone with much darker skin. But also, sunblock and sun cream are not perfect. They're not this magic shield against the sun. People don't use them in the way that manufacturers recommend. They don't put enough on. They don't apply it regularly enough. And you'll know, you know, particularly if you're someone that burns easily, that you can put sun cream on and still get burnt. There's still ultraviolet getting through. We know that there are some studies that show that we do need vitamin D, certainly to maybe protect us from things like cancer, but you can certainly get more than enough vitamin D with what we call casual exposure to the sun, you know, popping to the shops with your sleeves up. But if you're going to go serious exposure to the sun, definitely protect yourself.
Thank you very much, Kat. Now, quick update. Don't forget our kitchen science experiment this week. Take a bendy drinking straw, nothing special about the straw, and a big potato, not a cooked potato, has to be a raw potato. And how far can you get the straw to go into the potato? Dave reckons if you do it the right way, you should be able to get it about an inch or an inch and a half. And if you're Ben Vowsler, muscle man, who's our producer, you can get it almost all the way through. The consensus from Second Life is you should maybe try twisting the straw. Don't know if that's any good or not. And also, Pookie Amsterdam says, I say it depends on the angle of attack. The potato has a structure where you can enter it at one angle, maybe better than the other, so perhaps that's part of it. Who knows?